نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لامرئ ما نوى، فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله إلى آخر الحديث، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My most respected ulama, elders, brothers and sisters listening over the receiver, inshallah we will continue with the programs till Hazrat Muannim Sahib returns. Some brief advices. We make so much of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We have been given the opportunity of witnessing almost half the month of Ramadan. How many people and how many janazas have taken place just in the last few days? It was not muqaddar for these people to witness this day of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them, make their maghfirat, and give them the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. But we who have remained behind should be exceptionally grateful to have this opportunity to witness these last days of Ramadan, or the last half of the month of Ramadan. And as we would make dua before the month of Ramadan, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. O Allah, give us the opportunity of seeing this month of Ramadan with afiyat and salamat. We also make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to see the end of this month of Ramadan with afiyat and salamat. And most importantly, to see the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. This is the culmination. This is the climax of this entire month. The most important 10 days, the most important part of the month of Ramadan, especially because in it lies one of the greatest, the most meritorious, the most glorious nights in the annual calendar of a mu'min. And that is the night of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the opportunity to witness and to be a part of those who keep this night alive and attain the blessings and virtues of this night. Inshallah, over the next few days, we will make some mudhakara of the teachings of our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Our ulama mention that if one is unable to be in the company of his or her sheikh due to a physical distance, or the sheikh has passed away, then a person can continue to benefit either through reading the kitabs of the sheikh or through listening to the audio available, the bayans of the sheikh, and also making amal on those things that the sheikh has prescribed. And this is an opportunity for us to continue to benefit from the suhbat of the sheikh. So we will discuss inshallah a kitab of Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Many of us are well acquainted with it, but it is a revision for us. And this kitab is entitled Ikhlas. It is a bayan that was delivered by Hazrat that was then transcribed into a book form, which has been extremely beneficial for many, many people. And it is important for us as we enter into the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan to remember, as our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentioned, that the objective of the month of Ramadan, or one of the main objectives, is for our islah and for the purification and rectification of our hearts. We have so many different spiritual maladies, so many radail. And the objective of the month of Ramadan, through all the different ibadat, our tilawat, our salat, our fasting, this is there to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can remove from our hearts the various different types of spiritual maladies. And it is important, as we get into this last portion of the month of Ramadan, that we reflect internally, each one of us, in terms of how much of spiritual progress we have made during this month. One is the ibadat that we have carried out, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadat. But how much over the last 12 or 13 days have we improved in terms of our spiritual condition. So Hazrat begins this kitab by talking about the two routes. There are only two routes that we have to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either the route of sabr or the route of shukr. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. That how beautiful, how wonderful is the condition of a mu'min. All of his conditions, all of his matters will always be of benefit for him. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ وَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If something good comes to him, if he enjoys some bounty, some ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be good health, whether it be wealth, whether it be afiyat, whether it be salamat, whatever it might be, then he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is best for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ وَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if some difficulty, some calamity befalls him, then he makes sabr upon that calamity, upon that difficulty. And this is best for him. And we find different examples from the life of our Anbiya, alayhimus salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, which highlight to us the sabr that they made upon the difficulties and the challenges. Each and every one of us will go through different challenges during our lives. We look at the story of Yaqub alayhi salam, who after losing both of his sons, what does he say? And this is something important that Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentions, is that when we complain, we do not complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaqub alayhi salam says, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. That my grief, my sorrow, I complain to it only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyub alayhi salam, when he's afflicted with a disease, such a difficult condition, وَإِذْنَادَ رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الدُّرُّ. That, oh my Lord, he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily a difficulty has come upon me. Zakariya alayhi salam, when he does not have any children, then he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the same thing. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That is, whatever difficulty comes upon us, firstly we make sabr upon it, and secondly we turn firstly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentions, and we will not go into the details, that it is perfectly permissible for us and it is recommended for us to use the means that are there at our disposal. But our gaze, our nazar should always be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was just the introduction to the topic. Inshallah we'll commence. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentions that one of the key ingredients that is missing in our lives, in our ibadat, in our interactions, which is the reason why we find that we are not making spiritual progress, both at an individual level and collectively as a community, we are also not making progress, because the ingredient that is lacking in our lives is the ingredient of ikhlas and sincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, or he instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that verily my salah, my sacrifices, my very living and dying is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no shariq, there is no partner in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely particular about this particular point, that He does not tolerate any partner in His worship. Whatever ibadat we are doing should be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody else. So we find that this is a very important ingredient. The hadith that was mentioned in the beginning, which Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi also mentions, is that verily all actions are judged by their intentions. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi was once asked by a great alim, that can you give me the essence of tasawwuf? What is tasawwuf? And he mentioned this question thinking that perhaps it may take a long time for Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi to put everything together, as the Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, and prepare a detailed argument or a detailed explanation, and then respond to him, because tasawwuf is such a broad topic. But as the Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali mentions in a beautiful capsule format, very concisely, very easily, that the beginning of tasawwuf is with the hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that verily, all actions are judged by their intentions. And the end of tasawwuf, the other extreme of tasawwuf, the other boundary of tasawwuf that we are all trying to work towards, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى, that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Him. And if you are unable to do that, then you should have this consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. And if we take this across to the month of Ramadan, we find that this is the essence and the objective of the month of Ramadan. That we undergo the spiritual training ground. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali would mention that Ramadan is a training ground. And once we exit the month of Ramadan, then we are out into the battlefield as soldiers. So it is a training ground for us to bring this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into us. So that we can reach this point, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى, that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you perform your salah, that when you open the Quran Sharif and make tilawat, then you are fully conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. So we find, and we will terminate on this point, that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali Ali mentions that many of our actions, especially when it comes to attending programs, and inshallah many of us will attend programs during the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, either we as attendees lack ikhlas, or the speaker sometimes lacks ikhlas, or sometimes the organization that is arranging that particular program lacks ikhlas. So you might have a situation where nobody has ikhlas, or you might have a situation where the attendees have ikhlas, but the speaker does not have ikhlas, or vice versa, the speaker is mukhlis, but the attendees do not have ikhlas. And we find that in this situation, we will not be able to benefit. So sometimes you find that a speaker is inviting to himself, or to his own particular group, and his nazar is not upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively. Or we find that the person that is attending the program, perhaps he is attending so that it can be known that he is in a particular circle. Or he is attending for some other reason that is not solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or we find an organization. And again, we should not be looking to others. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentions very specifically that when we discuss these issues, we should not be looking towards others. Our nazar should be totally on ourselves. Where are we with regards to these particular points? There's no time for us. There's no time for us to point fingers to Mr. X and Mr. Y. Our nazar should be solely in our own lives. So sometimes the organization is advertising for its own purposes or for its own collection so that it can get the maximum amount of funds for a particular issue. So again, there is a lack of ikhlas. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Make us all become mukhlis in all the ibadat that we have. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.